Poll, Americans forego masks, deem coronavirus little or no risk. By Hannah Blow on March 15, 2022. Americans are returning to levels of pre-pandemic normalcy 2 years after the start of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, as a majority now deem the virus little or no risk. The Axios/Ipsos Coronavirus Index released this week found. It appears Americans are truly trying to move on from the pandemic, as roughly one-third, 32%, said they have returned to levels of pre-pandemic normalcy in their day-to-day routines. Another 23% plan to do so this year. Overall, 66% said the Chinese coronavirus poses little or no risk. Normal behaviors are resuming, as 61% of Americans reported going out to eat in the last week, while another 59% said they saw family members or relatives. A stark contrast from just 1 year ago, when many continued to modify their routines and remain in isolation. The move away from masks is happening across the globe. Additionally, the survey found the 36% continuing to practice social distancing, which Ipsos identified as the lowest since summer 2021. Americans are also quitting masks, as just over a quarter reported wearing a mask at all times when outside of their home, 17% lower than the 43% who said the same when asked in February. Further, just over a third of American workers, 39%, report that their employers are requiring masks in the workplace, down from half, 52%, 2 weeks ago and just over a quarter, 27%, of Americans report their local government is requiring masks to be worn in public places. When asked their general preference on COVID policies, a large majority of Americans, 75%, tilt towards opening up with the plurality, 45%, saying we should keep some precautions but move towards opening. A majority of Americans, 64%, also support federal, state, and local government lifting all COVID-19 restrictions. Despite that, Americans have expressed a willingness to alter their behaviors yet again, as 74% suggested they would be likely to wear a mask again in the event of a virus surge. However, half believe the establishment media is over-exaggerating the threat of COVID-19 and a third, 36%, believe 99% of COVID cases are harmless. The survey was taken March 11 to 14, 2022. Among 957 adults and has a +3.5% margin of error. While restrictions and mandates appear to be loosening up, conservative critics of lockdowns, such as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, have warned the move is likely driven by politics, not science. The minute those elections are over, they will impose mandates if they feel the need to do that. They will impose restrictions, DeSantis said during a roundtable discussion in Doral, Florida, last week. And so that will happen. If those types of people are allowed to be put in power. My view on that is, they've put Fauci in the witness protection program because he will say, you know, no, you should still wear a mask, and he's never going to say be normal, go back to normal. So they know that, and they know that that's not what people want. DeSantis said, emphasizing that people want to be able to make decisions for themselves. There's nothing wrong if on an individual basis you make a certain calculation. That's fine. We encourage you to do that. But it's wrong to mandate people and restrict people, and that will happen. I guarantee you, winter of 2022. Any of those folks that are there, you are going to see that happen, he continued. The only way to make sure it doesn't happen is to have nice, big, red wave, he concluded. So, we'll see.